Good morning. High pressure, which has been dominating the weather across the region, now sliding off the East Coast, but it did keep the weather dry overnight across all of interior New York and New England. In fact, we still have a little bit of sunshine left, especially in easternmost New York and New England for a couple of hours, but clouds are gradually increasing from the west, and skies will be mostly cloudy for the balance of the morning and into the afternoon hours. We're also picking up a round of showers and some embedded convection through the central part of New York and the southern tier that's heading in. So scattered showers with embedded thunderstorms are possible through the middle and latter portion of the morning and into the afternoon hours. This activity is associated with a storm system and its warm front, which is draped off to our south but heading through. As the warm front passes by, humidity levels will climb during the course of the day. You'll feel a difference between now and later on in the afternoon, with dew points climbing through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark. Any breaks of sunshine as we get deeper into the day will only cause an increase in instability, and a few scattered thunderstorms are possible mid to late afternoon. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a cold front, which is tracking in our direction as well from the Great Lakes. As the storm system itself slides into Canada, the cold front will punch through the region after dark tonight. We could expect more numerous showers and thunderstorms after dark and through the evening, and some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side with gusty wind, heavy rain, perhaps even some small hail. Behind this front, we'll start a drier trend for the rest of the overnight hours as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. As we get into the day on Thursday, a cool northwesterly breeze will develop. Temperatures will only top out in the mid-70s, and while we will start off with some sunshine, clouds will gradually fill in as an upper-level disturbance still has to sweep through overhead. That disturbance could touch off a passing shower or thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. Either way, it looks like high pressure will build back into the region for Friday and the weekend, and this will dry things out with a fair amount of sunshine on Friday. Highs will be in the upper 70s, more sunshine mixed with clouds on Saturday, and highs in the lower to mid 80s and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. We'll even make a run at the 90-degree mark early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same trough of low pressure that'll affect our weather will be moving across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes through the afternoon today. The trough will start a round of severe thunderstorms from our region south to northern West Virginia. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this region as having a slight risk for severe storms. The primary threats will be damaging wind gusts, hail, and frequent lightning, although a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. Meanwhile, persistent ridging in the upper levels will keep summer heat locked in across the southwestern United States, with afternoon highs in the 90s and low 100s likely through the day. These values are as much as 10 degrees above normal for this time of year, and excessive heat warnings are in effect across portions of southern Arizona, eastern California, and far southern Nevada. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a northwest wind at 45, gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 49, 67% relative humidity, a light and variable wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with numerous showers and thunderstorms and highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 82 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 70, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 64 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 92 hundredths below normal, and still 14.98 inches for the year, which is now 1.36 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 94 set in 1892, and the record low 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, more humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower or storm, breezy and pleasant mid-70s, mostly sunny, pleasant, upper 70s Friday, a bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the lower 80s, mid to upper 80s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid Monday near 90 with an isolated thunderstorm, and scattered showers and storms on Tuesday back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.